Hey, Giant fans, welcome to the Giant Insider podcast. My name's Jerry Foley. I'm the senior editor of the Giant Insider newspaper. And with me, as always, is the beat writer in the heart of Giants Nation. Nobody beats the biz, Chris Bisignano. Chris, I don't know about you, but I love this time of year. The holiday season, the weather's getting nicer, it's getting warmer. I'm sure you've thought about at least hitting the links again. I don't know if you have or not, but
Next week though. Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Okay. But lots of good things going on right now. But Chris, I got to be honest with you. I am wishing every day away right now to get to Sunday. I cannot wait for this game. I think there's a palpable enthusiasm among the Giants fan base. This is the biggest game we've had in years, and I just cannot wait, dude, to wake up Sunday morning knowing that if the Giants win, they can get into the playoffs for the first time since 2016. And, you know, it continues. The rebuild year, the year that was supposed to be a rebuild, gets to continue for us. And we go into January with playoffs on the horizon.
Yeah. And look, if everything works out Sunday, it's still a very good chance they could see Minnesota again, too. Hmm. You know, but, you know, I was interested. I was in a locker room yesterday, and I was curious to get the temperature. I'll gauge the temperature of the players a little bit. Everybody's even keel, just like the regular season. You know, I didn't sense no anxiousness. You know, it's just, you know, Dable's doing a hell of a job just saying, you know, this is just another game. Let's go 1-0. That's what he tells the media all the time. And from what I understand, that's been the message from all the coaches. You know, guys, it's the Colts. Matter of fact, Dable even said yesterday, you know, when away from the press, he was on his side talking with a few of us, and he was like, why aren't you asking about the Colts more? Who cares about the playoffs? You know, he's like, right. What we're worried about is the Colts here. You know, why are more questions about the Colts, you know?
Right.
And all that. So that's the focus. Now, we'll see if a guy like Daniel, you'll know right away if he's a little uptight. I shouldn't say uptight. A little anxious, a little nervous, you know, a little tight. If he comes out and throws it like he has a couple balls that sail on him, maybe he throws over the head of a few guys, and that's usually a sign of, all right, guy's a little tight, he has to calm down a little bit, you know. So I mean, we'll be curious to see what, you know, how Daniel responds in the first quarter, of which is basically like a playoff game. You know, you win, you're in. I mean, it's like a playoff type atmosphere, you know.
Yeah.
And it's a big test for Daniel. And like, look, he responded against Washington, which was like a playoff game. You didn't see any sign of him being nervous, anxious, tight, nothing like that, you know. So I expect the same Daniel Sunday against the Colts. I don't expect him to come out, overthrow a few guys because he's a little tight in the first quarter and all that. And talking to the players, you know, it's like everybody seems to be on that even keel. Oh, yeah, no. Look, they all know what's at stake, but next game up.
Yeah, and that was something that we used to worry about, like last year when there was a bigger game. It seemed like Jones came out kind of hyped up and would overthrow, and it was almost like he was like too anxious or something. I know we've made those comments before, but you're right. Washington was pretty much a playoff game. He came out, played well last week. I thought he had one of his best games as a Giant.
Yep.
You know, so it's going to be interesting to see how he comes out. You know, look, dude. With all the quarterback issues going on around the league right now,
yeah. I mean, there's a ton of them.
It's unbelievable, right? Like, you look at us now and you think, man, are we lucky now? Or have we always been lucky? But do we realize how lucky we are right now with this guy under center? And look, man, we're not homers. We let this play out, guys. We, you know our history where we stood with Daniel Jones. It was, you got to prove it this year. But as the year's gone on and what he's worked with, the offensive line, the receivers, we've talked about it all year. I couldn't be happier with Daniel Jones under center, with especially with a lot of the issues going on around the league. And you're right. You're going to know very early how this team kind of performs on Sunday, I think. I think you're going to be able to tell within the first 10 minutes. Hopefully he's not too amped. But, dude, you know, recent history has shown that he can handle this. And I'm obviously rooting for him because I'm a Giants fan, but personally, I want this to work out for Jones, man. I want him to go out there Sunday and lead this team to the playoffs and have just a good game. That doesn't have to throw for 400 yards, doesn't have to run for 150, just manage this game and beat this team.
Yeah, and he's not throwing for 300 yards Sunday.
Right, right. That defense, you know, is good, dude.
He's not throwing for 300 yards Sunday.
Right, right.
This is a good defense they're playing. You know, anybody who comes at you with the, oh, what about the Dallas game? Guys, it's 16 games. Look at the overall body work. Even last week against the Chargers, and they go like 330 yards, 20 yards. Right. This is a good defense, okay?
Right.
You know, just don't look at scoreboard and say, oh, what about that game? Oh, well, wait a minute. What about that second half? Well, everybody has, you know, they could have halves like that. You know, just, you know, look at what's going on and the way they perform on the field, not just, you know, look at somebody's Twitter account or just say, oh, wow, that game, they blew that lead. They must stink, you know?
Yeah.
No, they don't. This is going to be a hard-fought game. It's going to be tough. They're not going to go in there. They're not going to, you know, Daniel's not going to throw. I mean, he shouldn't for 300. It's not the Vikings defense you're seeing this week. This is going to be a better defense. That's horrific on offense right now.
Right.
And they have a ton of other issues, but it's going to be a battle for Daniel.
Right.
You know, but like you said, dude, I fully expect him to be typical Daniel, you know?
Yeah.
Hit those short throws, you know, maybe take a shot here and there, you know, and run the offense. Not overthrow guys, not a ridiculous throw like with Daniel. What the hell was that? You know, because he's tight, you know, and all that stuff. I fully expect to even keel Daniel that we've seen all season, you know. There's no signs that point to him, say, oh, watch out. This could be the game he folds or he's uptight, throws early picks, you know, all that stuff, you know. Don't see it. Could be wrong, but just do not see that playing out with Daniel. Not this year, bro. Yeah. And he's proven, you know, and he's someone. Look, the last two games have been like playoff games, right, Jerry? I mean, if they lose those games, we're not even having this conversation now. We're just playing out the season.
Right, right.
But they went into Washington, and they did win. And, you know, and last week basically gave the game to the Vikings, had over 400 yards of offense, 334 throwing with a bunch of three receivers. You know, number three receivers.
Generously three, yeah.
You know, and you know they took advantage of a very, not a good secondary in Washington, not a good defense. You know, and now this week, a little bit of a different story. You know, and the defense, as we later on preview the game, I expect our defense to step up in this.
Totally.
You know?
Yeah. Admittedly, watching the Colts game the other night, I was never so engrossed in an opponent in the AFC thus far this season. Like, I'm watching that game like the same way you did. Like, you know, this is not a walk in the park for our offense this week. It's just not going to be. You could tell they got a lot of names on that defense, but how fast they are and aggressive they are. And it's like, okay, well, we're going to win this game with our defense. And you know, especially the way hopefully Nick Foles has another performance like he had the other night. But that offense doesn't scare you, right? You don't take it for granted. But like you said, dude, this game will be won primarily, I think, by our defense.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question. Not to say we can't score. Just saying that. Just don't expect to be, you know, 400-plus yards and 330 like they did last week against the Vikings, you know. There's a lot of talented guys in that defense. And, you know, they got a corner that's shutting down half the field still. You know, he's still playing at a high level.
Yeah.
Gilmore.
Yeah.
And they got guys up front that are excellent. Excellent. Yep. Linebackers that are real active.
Yeah.
Okay, now, the issue with the Colts is, well, one, they got a coach that's off the street. You know, that's he's learning on the fly here, which is very difficult.
Yeah.
They're down to the third-string quarterback. They're sticking with Foles for some unknown reason. They're sticking with Colts. I mean, I still think Matt Ryan gives him the best chance to win a game over Foles and over the kid Ellinger. I was surprised that, okay, you went with Foles one game. That was a disaster. I thought they would go back with Ellinger, to be honest with you. But Jeff Saturday's, whatever the hell he's doing over there, I don't know. So they're going to go with Foles. Look, their big boy, who was an MVP candidate last year, and Jonathan Taylor, is hurt.
Yep.
You know, he's been banged up this year. He's not playing, you know. So the Giants have to take advantage of that. I think they will. This is a game that, you know, the Giants, obviously every game, but, dude, you don't want to go -2, -1 turnover in this one.
No.
You want to be that +2 because there's going to be opportunities because their offensive line, Jerry, which is shocking to me.
I know.
What happened Monday night, minus Joey Bosa.
Yeah.
What happened Monday night, they just couldn't block up front.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what happened. You know, they got the kid Braman on left tackle. He's been up and down all year. He's got like 7-8 sacks. But Brandon Smith at right tackle. And even my boy Quentin Nelson doesn't look the same, man. He's playing well, Nelson, but not Quentin Nelson.
Not like, Nelson, you know? Well. Right, right. Yeah.
You know, and the kid Fry is a right guy. I mean, they just couldn't pass. I understand Foles is a statue in that pocket and all that. But, man, they were just getting beat one-on-one quick off those edges. I was shocked by that. And this is a perfect – it's funny, Joe. You know, Aziz was with the media yesterday in the locker room. And I asked Aziz, I said, "You see the game on the night?" You know, and he was, I don't know if you saw the press. He was laughing. He goes, "Yeah, no, I watched it." You know, I said, I guess that makes your ankle feel a little bit better when you watch that, huh? Doesn't it? He was laughing. Aziz was, by the way, he's a great freaking kid.
Yeah.
He was laughing. He goes, oh, yeah, yeah. He goes, that kind of makes you want to get back. You know what I mean? When you see that, not that he doesn't want to get back, but the point being is that it's all fun. You know, tongue in cheek. Like, yeah, I saw that. I can't wait to get the hell out there. You know, so, you know, Aziz, who I do expect to play, dude. I'll know more tomorrow, you know, at practice. But I expect him to play. He looked like he's moving around pretty good. He kind of told me on the side that, you know, it's like, you know, he twisted up his ankle a little bit, but it's pretty loose. I expect him to play. It could always change, you know, but I expect him to go.
Yeah.
Him and Thibodeau on those edges, man, you know, and, you know, Leo, who's going to play through pain, and you got Dexter Lawrence. We all know what he's done. You know, this is a game where you can't let Foles, Jerry, sit in that pocket and let guys like Michael Pittman, you know, run their routes because, you know, Foles is still a veteran. Yeah. Give him some time. He could hurt you a little bit still, even though he doesn't look good. He's a vet.
Sure.
So don't let him get comfortable back there, bro. No. You know, don't let him throw different looks and all that. But I expect Winkdom. I expect, especially if Adoree plays. You know,
what do you think there?
He has a shot of playing. He's moving well yesterday, dude.
Yeah.
You know, and I'll be there tomorrow, and I'm going to see how he's moving around. But I there's a good chance Adoree plays. You know, and with him back, I expect Wink to be even more aggressive. Because, you know, they got Michael Pittman, and after that, you know, there's not many guys that could really hurt you, you know, as far as receiver-wise. They got a rookie and all that stuff, but that's going to add an element. So the Giants, Jerry, I got to be honest with you, dude. If the Colts score more than 14 points in this game, I'm going to be... Now, I'm not talking about defensive touchdowns.
Yeah, right. Offensive.
I'm not talking about a fumble deep in
your special teams or whatever.
Sets up a special team, a turnover in the... Deep into territory, so he sets up an easy one. I'm talking about, you know, just basically normal football, which of course doesn't happen Sundays, but if this team just straight out, Jerry, scores 14 or more points, I'm going to be surprised, dude. I'm going to be surprised, and that's why I'm going to have the Giants and all that. I feel very strong about them winning this game, but you can't give up 20 points, 70, to these, not the way these guys look, especially with Foles in it, bro.
I agree. I agree with you. I'm obviously not going to give away the score now, but I have it the same way. I don't think they're going to score more than 14 on offense. And again, if a special teams touchdown happens or defensive, that's one thing. But if it's straight offense, defense, the Giants should not give up more than 14 points in this one. Not to this offense, especially from what you saw the other night. And like you said, man, their offensive line, which, you know, especially Quentin Nelson, I was shocked to see how he played the other night. He looked like he was fooling on a twist or two, where it's like, wow, or just flat out beaten. And it's not something you normally see from, you know, really a gold jacket left guard, right? He's one of the best guys in the league. But it was kind of surprising to see that. But that's where this game would be won by our defense, I think. Like you said, we can do some things against their defense, but you know, the disparity between their offense and our defense is I think pretty great. The Giants also had some other personnel moves. So before we talk about this game completely, we'll get into those. One, Shane Lemieux to IR. I don't think, you know, nobody was too surprised by that one, no?
No. I just thought it happened earlier, but there's a lot of money-wise, you know, the way you move a roster and all that stuff. But yeah, no, he's on IR, and I'm not quite sure we're going to see Shane again in a Giant uniform.
I agree with you, man.
Yeah, but Shane's on IR, yeah, and he went out. And they tried this. You know, they went out and signed a guy I loved coming out of college. Loved him. Wyatt Davis. To me, he was one of my top guards coming out. But, you know, it's from what I asked around a little bit about him, a little lazy. I hate to say laziness, but a little bit out of shape. Minnesota did not play as well technique-wise. They gave up on him. He was over here with us. The Saints signed him off our practice squad beginning of the year. Played a few games. Just out of shape a little bit, not looking good at all. And then the Giants now bring him over here. So they're going to give him a look, you know, and all that. But, man, to a kid that was a five-star recruit, All-American at Ohio State, man, he's been a big disappointment to me, man. But
yeah,
the Giants bring him over here. You know, we'll see what happens. They'll give him a look. And, of course, Jarrad Davis, the old number one pick for the Lions back in, I think it was 17 or 18, the Giants,
you know, 17. It was the Evan Engram draft. Yeah, 17.
It was 17. Okay. Hmm. Yes, right. The Evan Engram draft, who's now a key part of the offense.
It's great.
But
By the way, I lost last week my fantasy league. I went against Evan Engram. So that's
never go against Evan Engram, bro.
That's my loss.
So Yeah, they get a little linebacker help. You know, for a guy that was a pretty good player one time, and you know, hasn't been as much. But hey, the all hands on deck here, man. They need all the help they could get.
Well,
man.
Chris, if you look at the draft picks invested in our inside linebacker position, it's what, a one and a two. It's Jarrett Davis and Jalen Smith. I mean, guys that if we drafted them, we would have been ecstatic that we got them, right?
At the time, right? Yeah, absolutely. Right.
Yeah,
that's the way this league changes, boy.
Unbelievable. What's the deal with Davis, Chris? Why, you know, he played a lot as a rookie, and then he's just kind of done nothing.
I liked him. You know, I liked him coming out. He played pretty well his first few years. Couldn't cover really anybody, and just didn't. You know, got banged up, got injured. You know, and all that. Got injured a few times, and just didn't play up to potential, Jerry. You know, they went another direction with him, man. You know, liked him coming out. Been another guy. I liked him his first year. He was pretty active with the Lions. But that's the way this league is. When you get injured, you fall back in the depth chart. You don't play as well. The next thing you know, you're on the street.
Yeah.
You know, but hey, Giants bring him in. They did it like with Jalen Smith. They brought him back. You know, now they're going to bring in his kid Davis and see if you can give him something. And we'll see, man. We'll see what happens. But they need – look, what are they, last in the league against the Russia Giants now? They just can't stop the run. They're trying to get some help, you know. And, you know, they're playing. So we'll see what happens there.
And then we also cut Chris Myrick, I think, in hopes to get him back, no?
I would imagine they're going to bring him back to practice squad if he clears waivers.
Yeah.
You know, I can't really see anybody claiming him, but I could be wrong. I don't know everybody's roster. I can't think offhand. He might need a tight end, whatever. But we'll see if somebody throws him, if somebody claims him. And the big news that just came down a little while ago is Xavier McKinney, his 21-day window, practice window is now open.
Yeah.
And he's going to practice with a splint on his hand.
Yeah.
His four fingers are wrapped up. He's going to have a splint. Looks like the thumb is free. And he's going to give it a go. Now, here's the thing, Jerry. You know, I don't expect him. I mean, I don't expect him to play Sunday.
Right.
I'm not ruling him out, but I don't expect it. But you want to get him in against the Eagles. I expect him to back against the Eagles because you want to ramp him up. You want to ramp him up a little bit.
Yeah,
you know, you just don't want that first playoff game because you want him out there 50-plus plays.
Yeah.
Right? You want him out there 50, 60 plays. So if you could get him in here against the Eagles and get him 25 to 30, you know, you ramp him up. That's the goal, what they want to do with McKinney. You know, so, you know, I'm not going to rule him out Sunday. You get more of a feel. You always get more of a feel on Fridays.
Yeah.
Not that Dable gives you anything anyway, but you always get more of a feel when you watch him a little bit individuals, the way they're moving and all that stuff. So we'll see. I'm not going to rule him out, but I expect right now that he'll go against the Eagles, get those reps, and hopefully, Jerry, barring a collapse Sunday, hopefully you don't ramp him up for that first playoff game.
Yes, yeah. And you were always more confident, and you're there, so you know. But I'm just saying, from the outside looking in, you were always more confident in McKinney coming back than I was. I just thought, like, it just seems like no one's talking about it. You were like, no, I expect him back at some point. Yeah. And I just thought in the back of my head, like, you know what? I've kind of written him off till next year for whatever reason. I just thought.
Oh, really?
I don't know. I just did. And I know you were saying the opposite. And again.
Even in playoffs, huh? You wrote him off?
Well, or they give it a shot and it wouldn't work. Because I don't know how serious that. I'm thinking like JPP's hand. I have no idea. I have nothing to base this on, right? I'm glad that they activated him because. Like
so
you
what
said,
you're maybe, saying is that you totally didn't believe what I was telling you.
No, I did believe you. My point is you were the one saying that I felt made me feel better about it. Because I was just like, I don't think this is going to happen. You're like, no, I expect them back at some point. I'm like, oh, okay.
Jerry, I got to be honest with you, dude. Yeah. I was talking to Zay one day and, you know, they can't give you any injury information. That's banned. They're giving the media. But you'd be surprised when you talk to guys, the way they kind of respond to you, you know. My initial feeling, I think I put it on Twitter a couple weeks ago, look for him against Indy. It's possible against Indy.
Yep.
Now, I'm not going to rule that out yet.
Yeah.
That's probably not going to happen, but I'm not sure about that because he's in very good shape. So if he could play with that splint, we'll see now. He's got to adjust to the splint. He was practicing today with it, catching balls. I don't know what he did in practice. We're not there for the media practice. We're only there for like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay? And that's individuals and stuff like that. So I know because Zay, right? I don't want to get him in trouble. Let's put it this way. Let's put it this way. I had a kind of feeling that he had a shot for Indy.
Okay.
It's still a possibility. Probably not.
Yeah.
But it looks good for Eagle. I expected him back before the regular season.
Yeah.
And I, you know, somebody kind of told me, look, they want to ramp him up, so they're going to try to get him back before the regular season. So I expect him back for the Eagles. Jerry, if he doesn't go Sunday, I definitely expect him back for the Eagles. Doesn't matter if the game means shit. Doesn't matter. You know what I mean? They want to get him the reps.
Get him going.
Because you're going to be playing the following week, dude. You're not a number one seed. You're not getting that week off, you know?
Yeah. Yep.
So you want to get him game reps. Game speed reps, bro. Very important. Very important, man.
All right, guys. We're going to take a break and be right back after this. You're listening to the Giant Insider Podcast with Chris Bisignano and Jerry Foley. Hang on 1 second. And we're back, folks. You're listening to the Giant Insider Podcast with Jerry Foley and Chris. Nobody beats the biz. Bisignano. Yeah, it was funny. We love Lawrence Tynes. You know, he's been a guest of ours twice on this podcast. And you know, I know you talk to him a lot. But I, you know, he put something on Twitter the other day and I cringed at it. He said, save Aduri, McKinney, and Ojulari for the playoffs. And I thought,
Such a kicker.
Oh, God. Wow, Lawrence. Love you, buddy. But that's a lot of confidence, man.
Yeah.
I want to win.
Oh, I'm going to break his chops. I forgot he even tweeted that. I'm going to break his chops.
I'm just going to tell him.
I'm going to tell him, what do you think this is? Kicking a football from 30 yards out? I'm going to break his chops, you know?
Oh, my God.
No, Aziz, you know, I expect Aziz, you know.
Thank God.
Aziz is anxious to get back, bro, you know? So, you know, Aziz could go Sunday. He's going, no, save him. You got to win to get in the playoffs first.
And I love his opinion of our team, Chris, but, dude, come on. We got to win, man. We got to win this Sunday and get in, bro.
Yeah.
Come on.
Jerry, it's pretty funny because he was texting me the other day and he was like, I was giving him the score I thought, which you're basically going to, you know, say in a little while when we make predictions. And he's like, no, I got him 27-10. You know, so I'm like, so I texted him back. I said, Lawrence, if they scored 27, we haven't scored 27 points all year, I don't think.
Yeah.
We didn't do it against Minnesota last week. I said, we scored 27 points, free round of golf on me. You know, so being a wise ass that he is right away. All right, we're going to do Bethpage. You know, one of the most expensive ones. Thanks, Lawrence.
That's funny.
You know, so I said, okay. I said, it's going to be great playing for free at Bethpage, I told him. But look, I hope I'm wrong, dude. I really do. I don't give a crap about paying a free round for Lawrence. Yeah. I hope I'm wrong. I hope they score 27. I just don't see it. You know, nothing indicates the Giants' offense shit that it gets a decent D, they're going to score 27. But, hey, special teams and all that stuff, maybe it could happen. Anyway, just a little funny story there with Tynes. But no, we were not holding out Aziz, McKinney, and all those guys. Aziz, if we could play Sunday, he's playing, bro. McKinney, we look to get him ramped up for that, you know, hopefully will be the first playoff game.
And one more change that's been made in the organization that we have to mention. Thankfully, thank God, Brian Daboll is growing the beard back because the
Brian Daboll. Yeah, you didn't like that shave.
I hated it. I mean, he won against Washington, but the second he lost, it was like, all right, dude, get the beard back. Get the beard back. Come on.
Yeah. Well, the wife ordered him. The wife told him, listen, you grow that beard back. Enough now, you know, so.
Yeah, love Mrs. Daboll.
Did you see his face yesterday when I said that the wife ordered that? He was like, yeah.
Put his head down and nodded, yes, yes.
He was just like, yeah. Basically like a beaten man, like, yeah, we've all been in that position, married a long time. Like this. Yeah, you know.
Right.
But the beard is coming back with Daboll.
Thank God. Don't go trying things on your own, Brian. Just stick with what works, buddy. No new looks.
Yes.
But all right, I guess let's get into the game a bit, right? Let's get into when the Colts have the ball, which is when I'm going to feel a lot more confident. This is a game where if you win, you defer. I want the defense out on the field first. I want Thibodeau, Ojulari, despite Lawrence Tynes feeling okay with sitting Ojulari. If Ojulari's available, Leonard Williams, Lawrence, I want them getting after Nick Foles, making life hell. You know, this is where the game's going to be won for us, I believe.
Yeah, so if you're Jeff Saturday and this guy Frazier Parks, who was like an analyst, became / offensive coordinator now, so what do you say? You look at the Giants and say, okay, well, you know, what can we do to win this game? Well, Jerry, what could they do? So probably a ton of Zach Moss. That's what they're going to do.
Yeah.
And a ton of – who's a physical runner, man. He's a physical runner. You know, he's not a bad runner, Moss. And a ton of Deion Jackson, you know, because the Giants do not stop the run well. So I'm sure Jeff Saturday and his crew are sitting there going, all right, well, we're not going to have Foles sit in the pocket. I mean, this is what I would do anyway. You know, we're going to have to run the ball at the Giants, try to get in those third and shorts and not let Nick get destroyed.
And by the way, Chris, you pretty much almost have as much experience as Jeff Saturday, so I think it's pretty valid what you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about it, yeah, we all do, right?
Right.
We all do. I mean, the guy was an excellent football player, but he was never a coach.
Right.
Right? So, I mean, that's what I would do. I would just pound the rock at the Giants, try to get in those third and shorts, you know. because you don't want Nick Foles in those third and six, third and sevens. Not the way that offensive lines, but I think they're giving up like 51 sacks now. It's incredible how bad it is, which is shocking when you look at the names on the back of the, you know, on the roster. So they're not playing like, you know, the back of their baseball cards, as we say right now. You know, so that's what you want to do. I mean, if you're the Colts, I'm sure they're going to come out, try to run the ball, and then hit a little bit with Pittman, with Foles, and all that stuff. Because right now they can't have any trust in an offense, like sort of like a lot, you know, that dictates what Kafka and Dable like to do offensively. Not a whole lot of trust in that pass pro with the Giants offensive line. There has to be zero trust for that Colts offensive line right now.
Right.
Zero.
Right. Yeah, I would love to start off with a 3-and-out. I think that place, like, MetLife's going to be insane Sunday, but I would love to be able to start with a 3-and-out and punt and, I mean, just to get to keep the crowd in it. What you don't want is just the crowd to get, not that they're going to get uninterested, but you don't want them to get out of the game at all. I mean, just keep them in the game and don't let them get a big play or anything like that. Is there anyone on their offense, Chris, in the receiving game that worries you at all? Does Pittman worry you at all or
sure.
No?
Yeah, no, Pittman does. He's got 90 catches. Yeah. Right? You know, Pittman, you know, look, not that he's a game breaker, you know, but no, Pittman's right. A good receiver, you know?
Yeah.
He's their big weapon, you know? Who's starting to really worry me? I tell you what, Pittman's actually a concern, you know? But
I think I know who you're going to say.
This friggin' Jelani Woods.
Yep.
That tight end.
Yeah.
He's really come on the last 3. You know, I remember talking about him in the draft, bro.
Yeah.
And he was like up and down. Like, he's one of the best tight ends. Oh, no. His stock is dropping. All that, you know, all that draft crap that we see every year, dude.
Yeah.
Talking about this guy, that guy that now that we actually start playing NFL games, you look at him and go, what? He had that rep. Oh, he said this about his game? What are you talking about? You know what I mean? But Jelani Woods is a guy that has been a big part of their offense, man. And, you know, especially when Ryan was in there. And we all know Foles is in there now. But there's a guy you gotta account for. That kid has really come on for them, man. So a big kid that could run, man. You know, so, you know, he's a guy that the Giants are going to have to know. You know, they're going to have to account for him because I can see Foles looking for him a lot.
And one of the kids I liked later in the draft was Alec Pierce, who's having a decent year for a rookie. I mean, again, that's a guy that's on our team. He's probably the two, maybe the one. So it's like, you know, you look at the team and you watch the performance the other night, but then they have some names that can hurt you, right?
Yeah, I mean, it starts up front. It just, the offensive line has just been bad.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But you know, you can't sleep on the Pittmans. You can't sleep on his Woods. Even the Mo Alley Coxes has been really pretty quiet. You can't sleep on those guys.
Yeah.
You know, and I like Moss as a running back. You know, he's not a top back in the league, but he's a physical kid, man. You know, he's going to get in there. He's going to pound in those gaps, man. He's going to get you some yards, odd yards. So, but, you know, look, it all starts, I think, as quarterback. And, of course, it all starts up front. And right now, they've just been very bad up front. And their quarterback play hasn't been good, dude. And, you know, when you have that, you're 4-10, then then when the one game you get some special teams play, you get some offensive play, you have a 33-0 lead, all of a sudden your defense doesn't show up and you give up 36 points or something. Hell, I mean, you know, incredible, man. That's the type of year it's been, you know. Coaching changes, Jerry, guys off the street, Matt Ryan hasn't worked out. You know, it's just a bit of a disaster in Indy, man. And you know, look, they're playing hard, dude. I give them that. I was watching them against the Chargers the other night. You know, it's not like I look at some plays and say, this guy kind of look like he didn't, you know what I mean? But they're still playing hard like most NFL guys do. But on the road, New Year's Day, 4-10-1. I mean, everything works in the Giants' favor this week, Jerry. Everything works in their favor, man.
Oddly enough, I was going to say the guy who seemed like he didn't want to be out there, and I'm not saying it's the truth, but the one guy who seemed like, get me off this field, was Foles to me. Like,
Did you blame him?
Right. It was almost like, oh, my God, get me out of here. So throw somebody else in here. I'm getting my ass kicked.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you know, and I didn't expect him to look that bad. I know I've always made jokes about Nick Foles, but truly it's only worked in Philly for him, right? It hasn't worked anywhere else. It's unbelievable.
The 1 year, right? A couple
good years, right? He went to the playoffs.
Yeah, a couple good years. Yeah.
Went to the playoffs under, what's his name? Chip Kelly. And then he came back, and then you know what happened. Nightmare.
Yeah. Look, he won a Super Bowl for them, man. He saved the season when Wentz went down in 17. He was unbelievable for them.
And then I thought if they beat the Saints the next year, they were going to go back in the playoffs.
Whew. Yeah. So, it's 2018 seems like an eternity going on.
Long time ago. Yes.
Yep. Different system. He went to Jacksonville. You remember he got that contract. He was not good there. And he's
No.
He just hasn't been good the limited time, you know, since then, you know, the limited snaps. So, and he looked horrible the other night. But, you know, he's got another week of practice.
Yeah.
Got to get after him, Jerry. You can't sit back. Oh, Foles is done. You know, when I worry about this, that. No, got to get after him. Stop the run. Try to stop the run. As you know, try to contain it anyway, I should say. And then let Foles try to beat you. That's it right there.
And then us on offense. Yeah. Do you see Kafka playing a little more conservative game plan here, Chris? What do you think?
I think he's going to try to get Barkley going, you know, as usual. Like last, you know, they threw the ball a lot last week, as they should have, dude.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you attack the other team's weakness. Now, look, they're hurting on one corner.
Yeah.
They've had injuries. But they have the other corner that's shutting down half the field.
Oh, yeah.
And Gilmore. So we'll see how they play with Gilmore on third downs, who they're going to match him up on, you know. Look, their interior defensive line is excellent. Excellent. Yeah. Grover Stewart. I'm sure a lot of people are like, Grover Stewart, who's that? Well, he's one of the best defensive linemen in the game. He's up to him and, you know, DeForest Buckner, man. They're up there with tackles and everything. You know,
stud.
They get active linebackers. Look, Quiddy Pay is now healthy. He's a factor on the outside.
Liked him for us in the draft last year, right?
Yeah, absolutely. He was one of the guys we liked a lot, you know. And they got Bobby Okereke, one of the top tackle. They got two of the top tackling linebackers in the league. You know, Rodney McLeod, your old friend, you know, he's out there. You know, he's still a pretty decent safety. They got talent on his defense, man, you know. It's not going to be an easy task. So we'll see what Daniel does. You know, they're aggressive on those edges. Aggressive. The Giants offensive line can't get whipped up by these guys. You know, you don't. Jerry, you don't. This is a game, right? Most times, right, dude? All season, basically, we're like, all right, get it in the fourth quarter, right? We'll win close games. We've been doing that all year. Dude, this is a game you don't want to see a 14-13 game in the fourth quarter.
No way.
You know, like playing with danger. You know, this is a game you kind of want to be like up 19-10 in the fourth quarter or 20-10, 20-7. The Viking game, what do we say? Keep it close to the fourth quarter. Let's see what happens. Well, they lost a tough one. Washington game. Keep it close. We won it. Other games. Yeah, fourth quarter. That's how stop. This is the game. You don't want to see that fourth quarter. You want that little cushion, bro.
Yeah.
Because the Giants, on paper, the 6-point favorites, Jerry, that's got to be the most of the year, right? 6-point
favorites. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right?
Well, I don't know what Houston was. I don't think it was six, though. I don't think Houston was six.
If I remember right, I don't think it was more than six. We could be mistaken in that, folks, but I don't think
it was. And it moves all over, but I think it was like five and a half, yeah. I think.
Yeah, I mean, we could look it up, but who the hell? I don't want to bother you to look it up, but it had to be right around there or less.
Yeah.
So this is a game, dude. You don't want that. All right, let's get in the fourth quarter and boom, we'll do our thing in the fourth quarter. No, we want that cushion because obviously when you play these tight games in the fourth quarter, something could go wrong, like a block punt, okay? Miss field goal, block field goal, special teams return punt, you know? I mean, do you have faith in our special teams, Jerry? You say, well, we won't blow nothing in the fourth quarter, special team. No.
And we have one of the best kickers in the NFL, Chris, and I don't.
Oh, thank God.
And I don't, though. I mean, like, what you just said reminds me of a game that you were at in 81 where, the Giants beat the Cowboys, but look what they had to go through first. Danilo hits the upright when you think it's going to be over. Like, you don't want it close because of that. Stuff like that happening.
God.
We don't have Lawrence Taylor. So, let's not have this come to the fourth quarter. Let's stay ahead and let's get ahead and stay on them. I couldn't agree more, dude. You do not want this coming down to the fourth quarter. No way.
Jerry, could I say something to that you just mentioned that 81 game?
Yeah.
They're lucky. Joe Dinello is lucky they won that game.
Yeah.
He wouldn't have made it out of the building alive.
Right. It's so funny.
I remember specifically by section, because you remember Dinello had that big nose, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And I remember specifically people referencing that nose and how they were going to hook it around his neck. And I'm telling you.
Yeah.
It was... He's lucky they won that game. That's all I'm going to say. He would have needed an escort out of the building that day because it was so hatred in the stands for Joe Dinello that day. Anyway, look, you just don't want to play with fire. That's all. You know what I mean? Not this game. Like to have a little cushion.
Yeah.
Because obviously when it's 17-14, you know, that type of game, anything could happen, bro. One play and you might need the Eagle game a week later. So that, you know, you don't want to go with that. Not against this team, not against this record. You know, these guys, I'm sure, are thinking about the final. They'll be home in a couple of weeks. You know, rest. Can't do it. Got to put them away.
Yeah, and my cardiologist, Dr. Fox, knows I cannot withstand the Eagle game if we need that. That's just not going to – it's not on the table, guys. We got to win this week. We do not need to go into Philly and win that game. That cannot happen. So anything else about this game, Chris, before we get to questions?
No, I think we basically covered – it'd be nice, you know, hopefully the special teams tightens it up. There's been zero confidence, except for Graham Gano. There's been zero confidence in his special teams all season.
Right.
You know?
He's the only thing. Right.
All season, dude.
Yep.
Now we're adding, you know, Jamie Gillen dropping a ball in front of him, kicking it a couple weeks ago. Mm. Now we're adding a block punt, you know? Mm. I mean, come on, man. You know, we've got some returns on us a few times. What was the Eagle game, Jerry? Boston Scott a few times. You're trying to turn the momentum 66 around.
66-yarder.
The kickoff, you know, Boston Scott, boom, right back, 66-yarder, sets him up for a score. There goes the momentum. You know, not that it really would have made a difference.
Yeah,
there, but still,
I know what you mean.
You had a little momentum anyway.
Sure.
Up into that, you know, that shifted quick.
Mm-hmm.
You know, can't have any of that, dude. Don't, you can't give a game away here with special teams, you know?
No.
So, that has to get tightened up.
Absolutely. All right, before we get to questions, guys, we're going to take one more break and be right back after this. Hang on. And we're back. All right, guys, you're listening to the Giant Insider Podcast with Chris Bisignano and Jerry Foley. Chris, I realized where I get "and you're back" from. I saw an episode of Seinfeld the other day when he had the Merv Griffin show, when we had the Merv Griffin set, Kramer.
Yeah.
And he goes, "We're back!" And I thought, oh, my God, that's where I've heard that. I've heard that in my head. I'm sure other people have said it, but that specifically is where I get it from.
Right.
So I couldn't stop.
Right.
I was laughing my ass off watching that.
Oh,
we're back.
How could you not? You could watch it 100 times in a row. And
it's one of my favorite ones.
Jerry, I recorded the one with the Elaine Benes' dad.
Yeah.
When they were in the hotel and he says, "Who's the funny guy?"
That guy.
You know, and they were scared of him. Remember, they were sitting in terror of him?
Yeah.
Had a gunner in Korea. Got his brains blown apart. Nothing funny about that. You know, dude, I mean, you know, it's like the Honeymooners. You can just watch it over and over and you laugh your butt off every time you watch it. It's amazing.
Yeah. There's a million of them. That's so funny. I remember that one. Funny boy, funny guy. Nothing funny about that.
Nothing funny about that.
So. What's he say? What did he say to Costanza? He kept singing from Les Mis, and he said, "Pipe down," something or other.
Yeah, pipe on, choir boy.
Chorus boy or something.
Chorus boy, chorus boy. Nice. Pipe down, chorus boy.
Nice. All right, we're going to kick it off with a guy we haven't heard from in a while, Chris McCumber, who, I'm going to mention, he is the president of Blumhouse, which is pretty awesome. He's a good follower of ours. Chris chimes in. "Guys, thanks for producing the best Giants podcast out there with the recent news about Derek Carr possibly leaving Las Vegas. Do you think we could lure his friend Davante Adams over to the Giants next season?" Yeah, I mean, I think it's a thought that went through everybody's mind, but the salary is insane, no? That he gets, I mean, it's...
Yeah, I mean, that means you got to lure that contract over too there, Chris.
And you got to trade probably at least a first, if not more, for him. No, so, love it. Love the idea, Chris, in theory, but I don't know, bud. Not sure. Adriana Iafola, two for you. Chris, I know Dabes was pissed about the loss to Minnesota, but do you think it was odd they didn't say anything positive about Jones, who had one of his best games yet?
No.
Okay.
No, he was just pissed, you know.
And her second
anybody even ask him about Daniel? I don't remember.
No.
I don't know. I'm sure if... Oh, I think he said he did some good things, yeah, and this and that. Like, he didn't give him... I know what she's getting at. If I remember the press it now. It wasn't the most... Look, Adriana, Dable was really upset over that loss, and he didn't mean any... Somebody asked him about Daniel. He was like, yeah, he did some good things. Like, he didn't give the most positive answer, like, oh, you played really well, and, you know, and this and that. I guess... Maybe Adriana thought like he didn't give the most glowing endorsement. Was he upset? Nah. Daniel played really well. I know for a fact Dave's thought he played really well. But he was just, look, it's very emotional. Look, I've said this before. Mm-hmm. It's very, very emotional after games. And I know, Jerry, you know, it's just very intense, very emotional. After a loss, it's even more so, you know. And that was a game that Dave's felt they gave away. And he was just very, very emotional after the game. Very, very upset about the loss. You know, but he got over it, moved on. Dave's is an emotional guy, bro. You know?
Yeah.
I think some players have let it out this week that Dable has no problem getting on him. you know? There's no problem getting on him. You notice he doesn't get on my boy Julian Love, though. That's, you guys, you notice that.
That's right. Because he looks over at you first. You're like, leave him alone. Leave him alone.
Dapes, don't go there. That I can tell you right now. Leave Julian alone. You know? Right. No. So, you know, but yeah, look, this is football. Players have been screaming. Coaches have been screaming at players since the beginning of time. Okay? Players know when it's condescending. Players know they're just, you know, when you have an idiot like Urban Meyer screaming at you like a jackass. You know, football players get yelled at. They know that. They expect it. They know it comes, you know, where it comes from. A guy like Dable, they know it's just a guy, look, they want you, you know, improve, and it's emotional and nothing personal. Yeah. Okay, he's not looking down on you, not treating you like a piece of meat. It's football, brother.
Nice.
Coaches yell at players in football.
If they're not yelling at you, they don't care, right?
You know? Very few Tony Dungy's ever walked through the door and he's just a calm dude. Like, he never raises his voice, you know?
Yeah.
Yep. Dable's an emotional guy, you know.
Dable's the kind of coach who I felt like if he ignored me, I'd felt like I'm not part of the future here.
Yeah, I'd be looking at the waiver wire.
Yeah.
By the way, Chris Myrick was in the locker room yesterday. Now, and then I saw later on, oh, Myrick waved. He was there. So that happened after we left. Yes, that happened late afternoon.
Yeah. Her second question, Jerry, I'm superstitious too. Been at MetLife 4 times in the last 2 years, and I'm 0-4. I should stay home.
I should
stay home Sunday night, right?
Yeah, stay home, Adriana.
Adriana, I would never tell anybody not to go to a Giants game, but if you feel that's the right thing to do, I'm going to tell you to stay the hell home. Sorry. Stay home with your Red Sox husband, Adriana.
Yeah. And by the way, your Red Sox husband is going to be complaining for 6 months starting April. Get ready, Adriana.
Mm.
I'm already complaining, and it's freaking December. Go ahead.
Donnie Mead asked about Davante Adams, a very popular subject. Hunt for 5. Am I a buffoon for being intrigued by Jarrad Davis and Wyatt Davis off waivers?
Nope.
My faith in Joe Shane and the coaching staff. Hashtag buffoon crew. Hashtag win on Sunday. You should be intrigued.
Should be intrigued. No, I am. I loved. Look, I loved Wyatt Davis coming. I don't know what the hell happened, but you know, I'm intrigued.
Yeah.
Probably going to paying out there anything, but I'm intrigued.
Oscar Nieves, what's the first thing you will say or do when, or both, when the Giants win and get in for the first time since 2016? For me,
first thing I say or do?
First thing I say or do. Listen, Oscar, it's very personal with me. Be the first time they're in the playoffs since my dad was around. Look, I just think of him. That's all. And I'll be, I'll probably shed a tear when they get in because it just hasn't, it's been a while. And it's not just that. It's I'll be happy for Giant fans everywhere. You know, us doing the podcast for 4 years now, you know, we kind of took over this paper together 5 years ago and they've sucked since we did it. I'll be happy for Chris for covering a winner now. Like, a lot of different emotions, dude. But I wouldn't be surprised if I shed a tear Sunday. That's just me personally, so.
I'll be happy for Daniel, too, man.
Yeah.
I'll be happy for Daniel Jones.
Sure. Yep.
I'd be happy for Saquon Barkley.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to talk to these guys all the time, too. And then you see the pissed off or the sadness in these losses for 4 years now, no?
Yeah, you know what? Daniel's fully aware of so much of the negative talk about him, man. So aware of it. He'll never say anything, but he's so aware of it. And he's not going to take the attitude of, ha, 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 told you, you know, in the post game if the Giants win Sunday. But I have a question I have lined up for him, which I'm not going to give away.
Yeah, okay.
You know, if the Giants do win Sunday, he gets in the playoffs when Daniel gets on the podium. You know?
Yeah.
And I have one for Dable but another Giant that's been in the league a while and with the Giants a few years and a couple of guys. It's good for some of the guys and you know, it'd be nice, like you said, Jerry, for me and you. It'd be nice for the fan base, bro. You know what's really nice, Jerry, is that, you know, in 2016, you know, they spent all that money and you looked at the team and said, okay, this could be a playoff team, right?
Yeah.
What's really nice, dude, is that we went into training OTAs and then training camp this year. Like, we won sitting there saying, oh, this could be a playoff team. Well, you know,
no.
Nobody was saying that. I had him 6 wins. I don't remember what you had him at, Jerry.
I think 6 or 7 tops.
I think
Chris.
You had him at 7 tops, if I remember tops. Right. Yeah, maybe 8, we said, if things fall right.
Yeah.
Right?
If everything goes right. Yeah.
Right. And here they are, you know, maybe the 6th seed. And if they win Sunday, 9 wins. And it's not just like they faced a bunch of backup quarterbacks and all that. Right. You know what I mean? Like they did in 16, where they kind of got a break in a lot of things, you know, so. Yeah, it's a lot of happiness around for everybody, man. We got Giant fans especially because, you know, so many season ticket holders, so many Giant fans that it's just been bad football the last 4 or 5 years, you know.
And spend a lot of money on this team, right? It's expensive. This is an expensive team to watch every Sunday, dude.
Yeah, man. You know, head coach is getting fired after 2 years. The general manager didn't work out. So, a lot, you know, it'd be a lot of things to think about. A lot of happiness to go around.
Yeah. Here's a good one from our boy Big Blue VCR. Assuming the Giants win on Sunday to clinch the playoffs, who, or perhaps a couple of guys, will be the ones to dump the Gatorade bucket on Dable? Good question. I'll go first.
Bucket? I don't know.
I'll go first. I'm going to say it's Leonard Williams and Dexter Lawrence. That's my two.
Yeah. I like that one. I don't know about Dexter. I don't know. Yeah, maybe Dex.
Just because he's big Leonard and strong.
I can see Leonard Williams.
Yeah.
I can see Jalen Smith.
All right.
He's a very outgoing guy, Jay. He's a fiery guy. You know, I can even see him doing it.
What about your boy Ward?
I can see Hattie. Yep, I can see Jahad.
Yeah.
I can definitely see now I'm thinking about the roster.
Yeah, because someone chimed in with that. Some guy, Tev, said, what about Jihad Ward for sure? So I give him credit for saying that.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. I can see Jahad Ward. Definitely. That's a good one, Jerry. I'm trying to think of other guys. You know, I'm placing a roster in my head.
Shepard on the side.
Man, Shep, if he was active, man, it would have been one of them.
Yeah.
I can see Shep doing it in street clothes.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, dude. I think someone might dump one on Leonard Williams the first time he's in the playoffs. How about that? I'll go an extra step. Dable gets it, and then I think Leonard Williams might get it.
You think, do they still do the Gatorade?
For games like this, they will. I'm trying to drink my coffee before the picks, by the way, Chris. That's why I'm rifling this
They
down.
Still do the Gatorade? I don't know. Teams still do that? I don't know if that's... Is that out now? I'm trying to think.
No, I think the Giants will. I think the Giants will.
Yeah. All right. So, there's definitely some candidates right there. No doubt about it. If I had to pick one, I might go with Jahad Ward. I might. I could definitely... Because he's that type of person. I grab a bucket, boom. You know,
I'll stick with Williams and Lawrence, and then Williams gets it from somebody. Brian Porras asks one that I've been meaning to ask you, Chris. What is the reason for the reluctance to play Gates at center?
Because I like Feliciano more.
Yeah, is that? Do you think that's?
I think Feliciano's
good,
done a good enough job. Yeah.
All right.
Look, Feliciano hasn't been miserable. He hasn't been great, but he's had his ups and downs. But he's been pretty steady lately, Jerry. He's been pretty steady lately. You know.
And Sergeant Mayhem asked kind of the same question. Lisa asking for the prediction. Lisa, got to wait till we get to the picks. Lisa, almost there.
By the way, if anybody's wondering, the gist I got out of the coaching staff yesterday and today, look, they got to stick with that rotation of left guard.
Okay.
Brennison and Gates. They kind of like that going in and out. I'm just telling you, that's basically, even Kafka said it today, that they kind of like that rotation.
Okay. I mean, this coaching staff... It's great. I can't criticize anything. If this was Pat Shermer, I'd be like, what the hell are you doing? But hey, Dable, you know more than me, buddy. Go get him, kid. Chuck Lustig, going to my first regular season game in a few years Sunday. Where do most of you fellow buffoons hang out? Guys, reach out to Chuck. Where you park? I mean, Chuck, you could literally walk anywhere and hit. It's just going to be one big party in the parking lot. But Jamie, I'm pronouncing his name right, Busold at Jamie_hockey. Not so much a question, just wanted to thank you guys for doing what you do, being a lifelong Giants fan. We can feel proud of our team. Seems like we're in good hands. Hashtag Buffoon Crew. Thank you, man. Good stuff. And again, these are the people I'll be thinking about when we win. It's such a good thing for Giant fans everywhere, man. We'll do one or two more, try to find a couple good ones. Chris, here's a good one. Ruben Teixeira. Every time I see his name, I think of Mark Teixeira and Ruben Sierra, and I almost say that. Ruben Teixeira. who has a better first step, O.C. Umanure or Kayvon Thibodeau?
Ozzy.
Yeah.
Ozzie had a real good first step, man.
I think Kayvon could be a more complete DN, but I agree with you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Not that Kayvon's slow, but right. Ozzie was quick, man. Ozzie was quick.
Ridiculous.
Yep.
Josh Stanton, Jerry, Chris, which scenario is most likely to happen? One, DJ follows up last week's performance with a 27-32 for 315 and three touchdowns. Two, the D-line dominates and forces two turnovers. Three, one of the two turnovers forced is a Golden Domer pick, Julian Love or Jalen Smith. Hashtag best pod in Giants Nation. I'll go two, the D-line.
I'm going to go two.
Yeah. And we'll go one more. Kyle Cass. Chris or Jerry, in either of your opinions, what's the bigger need on this team for defense, linebacker or corner? Also, how bad does the special teams have to be for something to change? Can't believe we're on the verge of the P word. Linebacker or corner, Chris?
Oh, man.
I'll go first.
Go ahead.
Corner. For me, it's not even... I know you want to build from the trenches. I get it. But having a shutdown corner has to be paramount. Yeah. For this organization, which is why probably they would have taken Sauce Gardner if he was there over Thibodeau. I still say that. That would have happened.
Yeah. Well, so a corner is one of those priority positions.
Yeah.
You know, quarterback, left tackle.
Yep.
You know, edge.
Edge, sure. Yeah.
Corner, you know. Yep. No. I'm talking about priority positions. So,
yeah.
Got to go one of those priority positions. Although, Jerry, they desperately need some linebacker play in that.
Oh, well, I'm not going to deny that. Absolutely, wow. They do.
Yeah. Know, so, but you always you can never have enough corners, man, in this league, throwing league. You know.
Yep. All right, good stuff, guys. Thanks for bringing the questions. We will now go to the pick segment, where I'm still down three. We split last week. At the last second, I changed to the Packers. Thank God I did, or else I'd be down four. I tried drinking all my coffee beforehand because Chris pointed out astutely that that's my tell. I did not finish it, so I'll probably be reaching for it when I'm, trying to struggle here. All right, tonight, Cowboys at Titans. Cowboys coming off an emotional win last week. The Titans swooning, now going with their third-string quarterback, no?
The guy they signed last week.
Unbelievable.
But I'll go with the Cowboys.
Yeah, me too.
Titans are just geared up for next week. That's all they're doing, man.
Yep. 1 o'clock, Cardinals at Falcons. I'll go Falcons at home.
Yes, I'll go to Atlanta too.
Although McCoy is doing all he can over there. Still going to go with the Falcons.
If he even plays again. I don't even know if he's even going
to
play.
I think he made a speech to the
team. He's out of protocol. Boy,
J.J. Watt too. About that, huh?
What was that?
Watt. J.J. Watt.
He's playing.
I know, but he's retiring. I couldn't believe it.
Oh, he's retiring. Yeah. That was a little bit of a surprise. Yeah.
Yeah. Dolphins at Patriots, 1 o'clock. No Tua.
No Tua. I'm going to go with New England in this one. Miami's really...
I drank.
Yeah.
Damn.
I'm going to go with New England.
And I didn't know which one. I'm going to go New England as well. All right. 1 o'clock still. Sorry. Saints at Eagles.
I'll go with the Eagles.
Rooting for the Saints.
Is Hurts playing Sunday? Do we know yet?
I don't know. I don't.
Okay. Well, I'll go with the Eagles no matter what.
I think it is up in the air, but even if Minshew plays.
Even if Minshew plays, I'll go with the Eagles, yeah.
Same. 1 o'clock still. Panthers at Buccaneers. This is a big one, dude. Yeah.
Big one.
God.
All I could say is, look, this is a tough one, but I know Carolina whipped up on them early in the year, but this is a big game. Tom Brady, Sam Darnold. There's your answer to me. I'll go with the Bucs.
I'm going to go Panthers on the road in an attempt to catch up a little bit, but also because it's a coin flip for me. But, I mean, until you said that, then you almost convinced me to take the Bucs because, wow.
Almost drank the coffee.
Oh, my God. But I'm going to go with the Panthers. Still 1 o'clock. There's a bunch of ones, dude. Broncos at Chiefs. We'll go Chiefs, obviously, at home.
Yeah, I think that's a safe one, right?
I don't think we need to expound on that one too much. Bears at Lions, 1 o'clock.
Yeah, I'll go with the Lions.
Same. Who do you think is going to be that last team, Chris, in the East, in the NFC?
I think Washington will hold on to the seventh seed.
I would have until they made that decision. Browns at Commanders, Chris. Who do you like?
I like Washington. You know, the Browns are done. Season's over. This is a playoff game for Washington. I like Washington.
I would have said that until they went to Wentz. I can't trust him. I'm going to go with the Browns. I know what you're saying, that they're done, but I am such not a Carson Wentz guy. I'm going to go Browns on the road. Jaguars at Texans, last of the ones besides the game we have to call later.
I'll go Jacksonville. They're hot.
Same. You think they're going to win that division?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I do. Unreal, right?
I don't think there's any doubt they're going to win that division. Now that I said that, they probably will. But I cannot see the Titans beat them next week.
Well, the good thing is Doug Peterson said there's no such thing as a, you know, every game means something, right? Yeah, okay. Sure, Doug. Sure. Thank God you said it, not me.
I think Doug totally forgot what the hell he did a couple years ago. You made that statement.
That was one of those, I think I had 17 different drafts written, and then Chris just said, you sure about that, Doug? I was like, okay. Mine were filled with expletives.
I think that's the one where the coffee goes flying out of your mouth when you read it, you know? What?
What?
Doug, did you forget a couple years ago? All right, go ahead.
God. All right, 4 o'clock. The 49ers at the Jarrett Stidham-led Raiders.
Jerry, you know what's funny before we get into that?
Yeah.
If Doug Peterson wins that game, Brian Daboll's not the coach of the Giants right now.
Go ahead. That's a really good point. Yeah, you're right. Yep.
Think about even
no matter what happens the next year, they're going to stick
with
Joe
Judge.
That's what
I'm saying. Giants make the playoffs, even though it was a ridiculous record, whatever. Giants would have made the playoffs, right?
Yeah.
And there's no way they're firing Judge. You're right. No matter what. Yeah. So
I mean, he almost kept his job despite what happened, right?
Well, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, there's no... Dude, there's no question about that. Trust me on that one, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny how it works out. That's all I'm saying. It's funny how things work. I'm sorry, Jerry. Next game?
So you like the 49ers over the Raiders?
Oh, now that Stidham's playing. Yeah, I don't get that at all. Yeah.
They're moving on from Carr.
Yeah.
He's going to be the coach of the... He's going to be the quarterback of the next team I'm pulling up here unless Mike White does something.
Jets?
Jets at Seahawks.
You know, I've been going back and forth with this one.
I'll go first. Let me go first. That way I'm not picking yours. I'm going to go with the Mike White-led Jets.
Yeah, and I'm with you. I'm with you, bro.
Yeah, I am.
I have to be honest with you. The beginning of the week, I like Seattle at home. And then I said, wait a minute. Geno Smith's playing average now. The Seahawks haven't won a game in a month. The Jets got a top five defense. You know what? Geno's going to throw a few. I'm going with the Jets. I'm with you, man. I changed my mind in this one. I'm going with the Jets.
I think Mike White's the kind of – this quarterback move is the kind of move that makes everybody play better. Both sides of the ball.
I just love that Jet defense. Yeah. I think they'll do enough. I like Mike White and the Jets.
And like you said, it's a matter of how you're playing going into this game, and the Seahawks have been swooning.
Yeah, and if it was Zach Wilson was playing, like if White couldn't go, I would have went with the Seahawks, obviously, you know. But I think White gives him a shot in the arm again. I like the Jets.
4:25, Vikings at Packers. I'll go first. And I'm going to go with the team I think is going to sneak into the seventh spot, Green Bay Packers. I can just see it. Ever since Aaron Rodgers said, we're going to win out, and he's won them so far, and the Vikings are due for a stinker, especially on the road in Green Bay, I'm going to go with the Packers at home.
Hmm. All right, I'm going to open the door for you a little bit. I'm not sold on Rodgers' comeback. I don't like the way their defense plays. I'm going to go with the Vikes, bro. One of the reasons why, too, I think the Vikes are going to come out of there with a win. It's not supposed to be really cold up in Lambeau this weekend. Like the rest of the country, it's going to be like pretty warm in a lot of places.
Yeah.
I don't think Lambeau's going to get destroyed weather-wise. I'm going to open a door for you, Foley. I'm going to go with the Vikes on the road.
Thank you, Chris.
Appreciate I'm not a believer. Not a big believer with the Pack.
Nice. Still 4:25. Rams at Chargers. Chargers at home. That's what I'll go with. Yeah. You too? Or no? Baker Mayfield. You like Mayfield. There you go.
Well, the Chargers have clinched, right?
Right. Yes, they're in.
All right, I'll stick with the Chargers at home.
Why? You should go with the Rams.
I'll stick with the Chargers at home. I was thinking about it, though.
8:20 Sunday night, Steelers at Ravens.
Man. Is Lamar playing? I got to look at these injuries.
I don't know if Lamar's playing or not. It's a tough one.
I tell you, this Steelers, man. It's freaking Tomlin.
Even when they're not like a playoff team, they're still tough, right?
I hit it, y'all.
They never suck.
I'll go with the Ravens because they're home.
Same. That's it, though. That's the only reason. Monday night, it was a good one, dude. Bills at your Bengals. Ooh. Who do you got?
This is a big one.
I'll go with mine first. I'm going to go first. Bills on the road. I know that the Bengals have a nice winning streak and they've looked good, but I'm going to go Bills on the road in this one.
Yeah. You know what? I'm with you, bro. I got to go against my AFC Bengals. I like the Bills in a close one on the road, too.
And finally, The biggest game of the year, baby. The biggest game of the year. The Colts visit the Giants, win and get in, MetLife losing their freaking mind Sunday. Who do you like and what's the score?
I like our Giants, bro. Yeah. I like our Giants. I think our defense does enough. I think they're going to be so jacked up. They're going to get a couple of strips. Oh, they're going to get one strip sack, maybe two. Mm-hmm. I think they're going to get a pick. I think the defense is going to set them up. I think the offense will do enough. Daniel will do enough. Saquon, Giants 19, and the Colts 10.
So I'm trying to. You can't.
I can't read it, dude.
Ah, damn it! I wrote it earlier so that it wouldn't look like I was. Damn, I can't see.
I can't read it. I'm sorry. No, I can't read it.
I can't even see that. So mine was similar. I had 20-10 Giants, but I think we're thinking the same thing, right? Like,
there you go.
It's going to be a lot. We're going to keep them to 10 points. We're going to do enough on offense, make some plays on defense, win this one, and it's going to be bedlam at MetLife, dude. Absolute bedlam. Hopefully, I imagine they're going to be handing out towels, winning in towels. I hope they do. I just think it's going to be a great atmosphere. You're going to that game. Enjoy yourselves and be loud. I think it's going to be phenomenal there, man.
Yeah. Jerry, we're talking January 1st. They're talking 55 degrees.
Yeah, come on.
The rain's supposed to stop in the morning, from what I understand.
Yeah.
So it's not like you're going to be sitting out there in the rain. Not that it really matters. You know, it's a playoff-type game. It's 55 in January. So I expect it to be real loud, dude, you know. And I'm sure people will be still feeling it from the night before. Yeah, I can see people staying out all night drinking, celebrating New Year's Eve, and then going right to the Giants.
Wink made that comment in the presser today. He said, yeah, if you go out the night before, just keep going. Just keep going, guys.
Right.
Yeah.
So it should be loud. Because it's, you know, Jerry, it's not like it's winning, okay, and then you got to look at the scoreboard to see if you get in. You know, right. It's win and you're in.
That's it.
You could blow up the scoreboard with a couple of hand grenades. It don't matter. You know, it's win and you're in.
Yeah.
That's it. No scoreboard watching here, bro. Just win the game and you're in. And I believe they lock up the sixth seed, too.
Yeah, that's it.
Which means they play either the Vikings. Yeah. Right. You can play the Vikings or the 49ers.
Yeah, and the 49ers can still pass the Vikings, and I think they're going to. I agree.
I know I picked the Vikes, but look, it's not like the Packers can't whip up on them Sunday.
The Vikings have it. The Vikings have next week? I think they have a tough one next week too.
Well, it's got to be a division team.
Yeah.
Is it the Lions?
It might be the Lions next week. Oh no, it's Packers Lions next week. That's going to be the game to get in, I think. I don't know.
So it's got to be the Bears. It has to be the Bears.
Yeah, of course.
It's all division games.
Vikings at Bears. Yeah.
Yeah. So it has to be the Bears.
Yep.
Yeah. Hey, look. Hey, Jerry. Not for nothing, dude. You know they got to play in Green Bay. I think they might catch a break weather wise. But you know the following week could be 10 degrees in Chicago.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just saying. Yeah. I'm just saying. You know, Vikings are no longer the old purple people eaters, you know, playing in the snow in December anymore. They're an indoor team now, you know.
Right. Nice. The purple people eaters. Awesome. All right, buddy. Anything else?
No, that's it. Everybody, enjoy the new year, everybody. And enjoy the game Sunday. And hopefully the result is what we all are looking for.
Good stuff, bud. Yeah, guys, happy new year. And to order a subscription to The Giant Insider, go to www.thegiantinsider.com and go to Magster for a digital subscription. That's MAGZTER. All right, guys, bring it Sunday. Sunday's a Giant Days, baby. Take care, everyone.
Enjoy.